morning. Thankful I'm saved. If you got your Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'll just try to give you what the Lord's given me, and I'll get out of the way. Second Timothy chapter 4, and the Bible says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Let's pray. Lord God, we come to you, Lord, one more time, Lord, thanking you, God, for the day. Lord, thanking you, Lord, for being so good to us. Lord, thanking you, God, for the service thus far. Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, to stand. Lord, I need your help this morning. Lord, I need you to anoint me from on high. Lord, I need you to fill me up. Lord, if I try to do it on my own, Lord, I know it'll be no good, Lord, but Lord, we're just trusting in you. God, we pray, Lord, as we stand, Lord, that you'll just deal in hearts, Lord, and help people. Lord, we just thank you again for all you do, Lord, and we pray, Lord, this morning that you'll be honored. In Jesus' name, amen. If I had a thought this morning, I'd like to take it out of verse 7. He says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. And my thought this morning, I've had this on my heart all week, is do you have any fight in you? Do you have any fight in you? We've got Paul here coming toward the end of his life, and he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. And I got to looking at this word fight. I looked it up, and it says to contend in, battle, or combat, to put forth a determined effort. So this morning I thought, do we have any fight in us this morning? Do we have any fight in us? And I'm talking about spiritual things. I'm not talking about earthly things. And I got to thinking about people wanting to fight over crazy stuff. And that's how a lot of us are. I mean, we'll be driving down the road and somebody will cut us off and we're ready to fight. And boy, I tell you what, somebody starts talking about our favorite basketball player and we're ready to fight. And I tell you what, somebody starts putting down our favorite sports team and we're ready to fight. Somebody looks at you funny at the Walmart and you're ready to fight. But I tell you what, when it comes to the things of God, people ain't got no fight in them. I tell you what, I mean, people will talk about God, diss God, take his name in vain, and they'll just stand there and put their head down. And I thought, man, we ought to have some fight in us this morning. And I got to thinking about, do we have any fight in us? And first I got to thinking about the children of Israel over there and going into Canaan land. And I thought, man, I tell you what, the Lord told them what to do. And he told them, he said, and go spy out the land of Canaan. And I tell you what, they went up there and they looked at it and there was good fruit. But they came back and gave an evil report because there was some giants up there and they got scared. I tell you what, they didn't want to fight. And I tell you what, the Lord tells us time and time again in his word. I mean, if we'll fight, he'll be with us. I mean, all they had to do was go up there and fight. And then I got to thinking about maybe on over, they went through the wilderness and you go over in the book of Joshua. And I tell you what, and the Lord tells them, hey, go down there. And boy, they went down there to Jericho and he told them exactly what to do. I tell you what, they had some fight in them. Hey, they was going to do what the Lord wanted them to do. I tell you what, they marched around that city. And I tell you what, you can go through the book of Joshua and it's a fight. And I thought, man, about David and about him fighting, man, it was constantly a battle. And I tell you what, in our Christian lives, I mean, we're going to have to fight. The Bible tells us time and time again. I mean, there's things that we have to do. I mean, it says, take heed. I mean, beware. I mean, there's all these things that we have to do. We have to be willing to fight. And I thought, man, we get in today's church, nobody's wanting to do nothing. Well, I'll tell you what, it's pitiful. We'll say, yeah, we got some fight in us. Hey, we're geared up. We're ready to go. Man, it comes visit tonight and there's just a handful of people. And I understand things happen. I don't get to go all the time. But I thought, man, it's sad. You know why that is? Because nobody has any fight in them. When it comes time to tell somebody about the Lord, I tell you what, nobody's got no fight in them. I thought, man, do we have any fight in us? And I got to thinking about, I was talking about the children of Israel over there in Numbers chapter 13. I tell you what, and they wouldn't do that. They wasn't willing to go up and fight. And you turn over into chapter 14, you know what the first thing they're doing is? They're crying. They're big old babies. Man, all they had to do was do what the Lord wanted. And I thought, man, in the society we live in, nobody's got no fight. It's always, woe is me. I tell you what, everybody's against me. I tell you what, if the Lord's on your side, I tell you what, you ain't got nobody against you. If God be for us, who can be against us? I got to thinking about, man, it's a fight. And I got to thinking about what we're fighting, really. I'll tell you what, one of my biggest fights is Matt Garrett. I thought, man, you know what one of my biggest fights is? What these eyes look at. Well, I tell you what, it's a fight. Man, I have to constantly, it's a battle. I tell you what, if you're born again, the Lord's quickening an inner man. You've got a man down on the inside, a new man, and it's a constant warfare against the flesh. I tell you what, that's a telltale sign if you're saved or lost to me or not, is if you got somebody down in there battling with you. Hey, I tell you what, these eyes get to looking at things they shouldn't look at. More, I tell you what, it's a warfare to try to get it to look where it's supposed to. And I tell you what, these ears will get to listening to stuff. This mouth will get to saying stuff. I tell you what, I'll go to a store somewhere and they'll have a song on and I'll get to listen to that. The next thing you know what, I'm singing that thing. That old nasty worldly song. I tell you what, it's a warfare. It's a fight. Man, it's a fight in the flesh. I got to thinking about, man, I'll just read over in Corinthians. I marked it here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and the Bible says, I therefore so run, not as certainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But listen to this. It says, but I keep my body and bring it under subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I tell you one reason we ought to fight this flesh. Because there's others out there. They're watching us. And I tell you what, if you're out there doing the same things they're doing, man, it's hard. You start talking to them, man, I thought about Lot down there and man, how he went to Sodom there and he put his tent toward Sodom. We all know this story. And I thought, man, how he looked at it. And whenever it come down, the angels come down there and told him to get out of there. And when it come down to it and he went to his family, he was this one that mocked. That's why we ought to fight our flesh. Hey, I don't want to be as one. I don't want to stand up here and try to preach to yuns and everybody knows that I'm a cheat. And tell you what, and rip people off and do all these bad things. I tell you what, and I tell you what, you ought to think of yourself too. It's a fight. I thought, man, we're fighting the world too. Man, we're fighting the world. Man, they'll pump it in, the school systems. I mean, Josh hit on it. Man, do what makes you happy. Hey, do what's going to make you a lot of money. Go to school, get rich, buy you all these good things. That's not what the Bible says. Josh done read it over in Philippians this morning. Hey, we ought to be thinking of others. Other people are more important than Matt Garrett. You know what? Matt Garrett had to fight himself this morning because he didn't want to come up here. I tell you what, he didn't want to have to get up here and stand and preach. But boy, I'm glad when the Lord starts helping me. Boy, I tell you what, there's an inner man down on the inside when the Lord shows up and he's up here. Boy, he likes it. Boy, he's down in there running. But I tell you what, the old flesh, boy, it's like, boy, you don't want to get up there. Boy, I get nervous. But I tell you what, it's a fight. Man, we ought to be willing to fight this thing. Man, there's other people out there. Man, we got a whole church house this morning. And I tell you what, the Lord's put a message on my heart, and whether I want to do it or not, I ought to get up here and preach the word. And tell you, man, it's going to be a fight. And man, you ought to be willing to fight. Man, there's people out there that need us. Man, when I thought about the world, man, they're pumping all this thing in, sodomy and all this wicked stuff. Man, we ought to be standing up against that thing. Man, we ought to fight against it. We ought to stand against it. Man, I thought about my kids and I thought, man, you know what I'm going to fight against the world? You know why I'm going to fight for against my flesh? Because I got three kids back there. And I tell you what, I'm going to stand against it. I'm not going to let them normalize sodomy and all this stuff. I tell you what, I'm going to tell them the truth. And boy, I tell you what, that hurts people's feelings sometimes. But I tell you what, I'd rather hurt people's feelings and fight for the Lord than just give in. Man, it's time to fight. Man, we ought to get a little fight down on the inside of us. Man, we ought to be willing to fight. Is there not a cause? Man, I thought about my family. Man, I thought about my church. They ought to be willing to fight for this right here. For what we have at Amazing Grace Baptist Church. They ought to be willing to fight for it. Well, I tell you what, a pastor, and I tell you what, I'm not lifting him up. I'm not putting him on a pedestal, but man, he's a good pastor. Well, he ought to make you want to fight. Well, I tell you what, somebody will come in here Sunday and Sunday night, and I tell you what, Wednesday night, and I tell you what, be prepared in this word. I tell you what, that ought to make you want to fight. Boy, I tell you what, iron sharpeth iron. Boy, I tell you what, it'll make you want to fight when you get around the whole church house and they're ready to go fight. Boy, you come into church, and I tell you what, I've been several places lately, and you go in, everybody's doom and gloom looking at the floor. Does anybody have a testimony? Nobody has a testimony. Does anybody have a song? Nobody has a song. Well, I tell you what, we ought to be willing to fight. Hey, I'll tell you what you ought to do today. You ought to go home and say, Lord, what would you have me do at church tonight? I want to fight for you. I want to fight this flesh. I want to fight the devil. Lord, you got a song for me to sing? Lord, I'd like to testify for you. I tell you what, if you'll get in that word, boy, he'll give you a song to sing. Boy, he'll give you a testimony. Boy, it may not mean much to you. I mean, it may not seem like much to you. But boy, I'll tell you what, I've come in here and somebody stood up and said two or three words, and they don't know how it's helped me. And I thought, man, it may have been a fight for them. Hey, it may be a fight for you. Hey, you may be like me. You may be bashful. Don't like to talk in front of people. And it might be a fight to put this flesh under subjection and stand up and say, and squeak out a few words, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Hey. But boy, I tell you what, that might make other people want to fight. Yeah. That might make other people want to get something down on the inside and stand up and testify. Yeah. And I know we're fighting the devil. We're not fighting each other. Man, I'm not here to fight you this morning. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to tell you, you ought to get a fight down on the inside. I'm not here to bash you, tell you how bad you've been. Well, I'm here to tell you how good the Lord's been. And how if you'll get the Lord down on the inside, man, how He'll help you fight. And I thought, man, another thing that makes me want to fight, I got thinking about the Lord. I got to thinking about, man, who I am and what I've done. And man, even since I've been saved. And man, we all get to saying these things, how we deserved hell. How we deserved hell with an ED like it's past tense. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I still deserve hell. Hey, I deserve hell this morning. Man, wretched old rotten sinner. Man, even since I've been saved, the Lord could have just marked me off and said, boy, I tell you what, you've gone too far. You've done too much. But man, He's a forgiving God. Man, I'll tell you what, I can go and say, Lord, I've messed up again. And He'll say, I'll forgive you. And boy, I'll tell you what, that puts a fight down on the inside. Man, I thank the Lord. Man, even though I deserve hell right now, man, that He's still forgiving me. Man, I'll tell you what, the inward man is renewed day by day. Man, every day we have new mercies. Well, I'll tell you what, that ought to make you want to fight. That ought to put a fight down on the inside. Man, I thought about people that's went on before us. Man, we got a whole Bible. Hebrews chapter 12, a great cloud of witnesses. Man, they've laid their lives down for the gospel. Well, I tell you what, evangelists. Man, I tell you what, we got Delmer Savage and Billy Mitchell. And man, I thought about when I first started going to church here, boy, Harold Slavin And boy, when I first started going to church here, John Jones, your dad would stand up here and teach Sunday school. And I tell you what, back then I didn't care much whether I knew anything or not, honestly. I'll be honest with you. I was one of them church members. I tell you what I'd do. I'd come in. I'd sit on the pew. I'd leave, put my Bible in the dash of my truck, and that's where it'd stay till the next church service, and I'd get it out. Man, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Billy Jones standing up here telling me the truth. I'm thankful for Brother Harold Slavin standing up here preaching me the truth when I didn't care much about it. And I'm glad I can look back in times like that. And boy, right now that puts a fight down on the inside. I'm wondering this morning if we have any fight in us. Do you have any fight in you? Man, right now is not the time to give up. Right now is not the time to quit. We ought to have more fight down in us right now than we've ever had. I'm thankful for what the Lord's done for me. And I know sometimes I get weak. And sometimes, man, it's easy to say I'm going to throw in the towel. But I'm thankful the Lord's still there. And I'm thankful for the fight down on the inside. And I feel like I'm done this morning. I feel like I've gave you exactly what the Lord's give me. Or if somebody wants to come get